You have to give the, it's New Year's Eve on a Friday night. Do you have to give any special speech to come to work tomorrow?
We're going to talk to Jeff about making good decisions tonight. And everything we do in representing ourselves and the organization in a first-class manner. I'm going to talk to them about that as we break practice today.
Yeah. What's the timetable? I mean, have they given you a timetable like of when they're going to talk to you, when the season ends, or how that process is going to go about as far as your status, that kind of thing?
They've indicated that we're going to talk. We're going to settle all that next week and get specific on dates and times. But, you know, from day one, I wanted to concentrate and focus on each game at hand, and I worry about that after Sunday.
Bubble today.
How did it go in the bubble yesterday? It's been a long time since you guys were in there.
I've not been in there. It went good, Lindsay. They moved around. You know, it's a smaller space, and you worry about some of that. But we got in good work yesterday. After watching the tape last night, we felt like it was a good day of work for us.
I know you guys do a lot of special team stuff on Fridays. Are you able to do that in the bubble with the low ceiling?
You're able to do the ground stuff, everything but the kicking and the relationships you have with the kicking. The advantage that we feel like we have is that we've done quite a bit of that over the course of the year. And really, we're going to have 2 days in the bubble where we haven't had an opportunity to do that. And so we've got a good body of working on those things at this point in time.
Is by any chance Buckholder starting?
We haven't decided that, Mike. You know, in Noe's ready to go. He went a little bit yesterday. He'll go a little bit more today. It's been a day by day thing. And this time of year, those guys are banged up. And we want Noshon to go. We expect him to go. But if for some reason he doesn't, I have great confidence in those other two guys.
Buckholder kind of maybe too bad. He got that injury right away in training camp. It took him a while to get going this year.
Hindsight's easy on that. I know this, that Buck has prepared himself and he's made a commitment to this football team and everything that he's done. And the injury that he had was unfortunate. We did lose time on it, but he came back as fast as he could and he's been able to contribute in every way that we've asked him to since that point in time.
It was kind of a scary, it wasn't your, you know, bang an ankle.
Yeah, it was a little more severe than that. And so we wanted to make sure that our top priority was that Buck was okay and that he was 100% back, able to come and do everything, and that his health was a top priority for us before we try to resume any of his activities on the field.
When people look at this roster, you know, one of the first things they say is the age of the roster, et cetera. How hard is it going to be as a balance of rebuilding the roster but not getting rid of all the veteran leadership just because they're older players? I mean, is that a fine balance there?
That's a discussion that's going to have to take place after Sunday. Hopefully for me, but whoever goes forward with this, but that's not a conversation for right now. We'll get to that in time.
Coach, you get sentimental at the end of the season?
Sentimental. This is what I love to do. And the games are the best part of it by far. It's not even close. And so the opportunity to be involved in another game makes Sundays the best day of the week for me. The fact that it's ending right now for a period of time, yeah, I'll miss the games, but I'm ready for a little rest too. I need to recharge my batteries a little bit and get on to the next thing. But I always look forward to the games, and so when you play that last one, you know it's going to be a little bit before you get another one, but it kind of, all of a sudden it starts going again here, and our schedule is such that it gets going pretty quick again. We'll be back on the field at some point in time.
No matter what happens Sunday and beyond, how have you grown as a coach and a person these 3 years?
There's so many things that I've learned, so many experiences that I've had in the last 4 weeks. There's so many experiences that I've had in the last 11 months being here. The opportunity to come here and join this organization has been fantastic for myself professionally as well as personally for my family. We love it here in Denver. My wife and my daughter love it here in Denver. And so the last 11 months have been unbelievable for us. Professionally, I just continue to try and get better each and every day, try to become a better football coach, relating to the players, understanding things, a better technician of the game. And I feel like I've improved in all those areas in the time I've been here.
Coach, how would you gauge the progress of your two rookie offensive linemen as the season has progressed?
JD and Zane have, you know, the fact that they've been in there the whole season. Now, Zane, we moved him a little bit, but JD in there at center, and now where Zane is at guard, they continue to develop. And it's much the same with Tim, that the more you play, the more you see the different looks, you understand what's happening to you, the study patterns become hopefully easier over time, that you know who you're playing against. And they're going to, both of those guys, great work ethic, great people, and would expect them to continue to develop. But they're learning more and more each and every day that they play, every game that they play, and I think they're going to continue to develop.
Do you think the biggest thing for Zane has been getting comfortable at one spot the last several weeks?
Yeah, I think that's a fair evaluation of him. The longer you're in one spot, the more things you see consistently, and especially with that group, because those guys work so close with each other all the time. And the calls that they make, there's a lot of feel down in there. Those guys pushing off to different things. And so I think that the more he's with Ryan Clady and J.D. Walton, that whole relationship becomes better and stronger over time.
Have you seen a steady arc, or is it kind of like a rookie, it's kind of a roller coaster?
It's been a roller coaster for all of us this year in a lot of ways. We've been up and down at times. That's what this game is. There's tremendous players in this league, and what we want to do is we want to continue to work to improve each and every day. And our job is to get better by this Sunday.